Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And Father, thank you for being with us in this, giving wisdom, discernment of the things to come, and also to take your warnings. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we're going to talk about blood coming to America. I would say that parts of this may be a little scary for children. They could at least need encouragement in faith. Some you may not even want them to listen. But this is a sobering warning. We're going to start out with American Flag Bleeds. Marie Kelton. This was given about the end of March 2026. While I was at work, I went to the back room in my work area to get something, and I saw that someone had stuck an American flag in a box located on top of a shelf so that the flag was just hanging over the floor. I then had an open vision where I saw drops of blood falling from the American flag. And then this one came, blood up to the horse's bridle. This is probably a spiritual saying, but we'll do it. This was given to her right after that. And as I was driving to work, I had an open vision. My windshield wipers were going, and blood splashed on my windshield, covering it. I saw the following written in the blood, quote, blood of the saints, unquote. Then my windshield wipers wiped it off, but blood splashed on my windshield again. And what was written this time was, quote, blood of the innocent, unquote. My windshield wipers wiped off again, and then I heard a voice say, America will burn. Well, I recognize this as a quote from Dimitri Dudeman's revelation. I'll share it with you. He said, the Russian spies have discovered where the most powerful nuclear missiles are in America. It will start with the world calling for peace, peace, and then there will be an internal revolution in America started by the communists. Well, we can see how that could happen. Some of the people will start fighting against the government, and the government will be busy with internal problems. Then from the oceans, Russia, Cuba, Nicaragua, Central America, Mexico, and two other countries, which I cannot remember, will attack. This was, of course, given quite a long time ago, but we can see that those nations do have an axe to grind. Okay. The Russians will bombard the nuclear missile silos in America, and America will burn, unquote. So then, in the open vision on both sides of me on the highway, I saw that the whole land was covered in blood like a lake. And in the vision, I had stopped my car and stepped out of it to look at the scene in shock. In the vision, my hair was its normal color again, which I can't tell the difference. Blood reminded me of the verse about it being about as high as the horse's bridle. Well, Revelation 14 and 20, it says, and the winepress was trodden without the city, and there came out blood from the winepress, even unto the bridles of the horses, as far as 1,600 furlongs. Okay, sometimes the texts are used for just their content, not necessarily in correct prophetic timing. I've noticed that over the years, so take that into consideration there. So this one was again given to Marie Kelton on 419. At my work, we have a big American flag in front of the store. And after finishing my work for the night, I walked out to my car and I saw the flag blowing in the wind. And as I was walking to my car, I looked back at the flag and I had an open vision. I saw the flag had blood dripping from it, just like it was in the vision of it hanging from the shelf. And here's another one on 421. While I was having lunch at work, I had an open vision of the Statue of Liberty. She had a sad look on her face, and she was crying tears of blood. The flame on her torch was a real flame. That could mean something. While the rest of her was a statue. Well, it could mean America will burn, you know. And here's one from 423:26. During the morning meeting, David asked me to seek the Lord with these questions about the visions. What is the cause of the blood, and who did it, and when? So after the meeting, I asked the Lord why concerning the visions above, and a verse came to mind about broken cisterns that hold no water. Well, I believe this is very true. This is Jeremiah 2:13. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me and the fountain of living waters and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. In other words, they cannot contain the water of the word. It is true. You can't get it into them for some reason. That most of it is because of their training. Then I heard the Lord say he would lessen the judgment if his people would seek him. That's usually the case. This is an Antichrist vision that was given about World War III on April the 24th. During worship, I had an open vision of ancient Rome. It was an open auditorium with Roman pillars around the auditorium. The sky was blue with clouds, and I saw the back of a Caesar. He had a golden laurel crown on his head. He had a red cape on, which is called a paludamentum. Okay, I tried to get that right. The Caesar was on platform there, was a large crowd in front of him. So this is representing, I believe, the Antichrist leadership of the revived Roman Empire. That's a parable, of course, of what we know is out there. Okay, I could see the demon in the Caesar, and I can see the demons in the crowd. I heard the crowd say, "Who is like the beast?" quote unquote. The large crowd then came together and turned into a giant Caesar. The sky turned into a night sky with a lot of stars in it. I then saw a giant Jesus Christ come, and I saw the foot of Jesus step on the giant Caesar and squish him. All right. Antichrist vision and World War III vision. Okay. And I had another open vision. The Lord was sitting next to me, and he had a newspaper. It was open to where I could see it. The newspaper page said in bold print, "World War III is happening soon." Then in little letters, it said underneath, "Peace, peace, sudden destruction. The Lord shook the newspaper in his hands as he was holding it open a couple of times. And I saw this multiple times. The Lord then folded the newspaper and laid it on the floor in a square. The front of the newspaper said, "The Daily News." Well, there were several newspapers in the world called the Daily News. One is in New York, another in India, another in Australia, another South Africa, and one in Britain, etc. Okay. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 3 says, "When they are saying peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, and as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall in no wise escape." Travail upon a woman with child could also be pointing to the timing of the man-child of Revelation 12, the man-child reformer ministry. Okay, so this one was called War and Blood on U.S. Hands, Michael Boldia, October of 2003. And he gives Psalm 32, 6 and 7. "For this cause, everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found. Surely, in a flood of great waters, they shall not come near him. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance." He says, it was October the 11th, 2003, and I dreamt that I was kneeling by my bedside praying when I felt a presence behind me. I turned and a man was standing there, dressed in white, his hands clasped in front of him. It was the same man I had seen in a dream sometime earlier. Quote, "Why didn't you say something if you were standing there?" unquote, I asked. He said, "I would never interrupt your communion with the Father." And he answered, "It is a precious thing. Take my hand. I must show you something." I took his hand, and suddenly we were standing in front of the U.S. Marine War Memorial. It is a statue depicting a group of soldiers raising the American flag on Iwo Jima in World War II. I looked to the man standing on my right, but he pointed towards the statue and said, "Look at the flag." As I was watching the flag flap in the wind, a red spot appeared in its center. It began to grow and spread, turning the flag red as it went. Well, that's just as in Marie's revelation, right? It was like someone had spilled this red liquid in the flag's center, and absorbing it, the stain continued to grow. I watched as the entire flag became saturated until it finally started to drip. There it is again. To my surprise, I realized the liquid dripping from the flag was blood. "What is this supposed to mean?" I asked the man. He said, "The leaders of this nation have war on their hearts and on their lips, and soon they will have blood on their hands. The banner of war is upon this land," the man answered solemnly. And before I could ask anything more, I found myself sitting up in bed in a cold sweat. I shared this dream with a friend that Sunday night, and as it happened to be speaking in this church in Topeka. I also shared it with Gino, and the rest of the staff here at the Hand of Help office. But in my heart, I had decided not to make it public until after the holidays. The reason for choosing not to share this until after the new year are something I chose not to elaborate on at the present time. And then 3 weeks after this initial dream, I had another. I dreamed the same man was standing by my bedside, but he was no longer dressed in white. Over his robe, he had a breastplate, and as he stood, I could see the handle of a sword protruding from behind his right shoulder. It was the fiercest image I have ever seen in my life, but I was not afraid. Kindness still showed in his eyes, and I knew he meant me no harm. And as I looked up at him, the one thing that struck me was that his breastplate was not shiny. For some reason, I had expected it to shine. Rather, it was dented and scarred and looked as though it had been in much battle. Well, he, not meaning him any harm, could imply, of course, that people of like nature have nothing to worry about, right? So he looked down at me with what I could only describe as disappointment in his eyes. Before I could speak, he said, "For a vessel to fulfill its task, substance must be poured into it, and then that same substance must be poured out. If it is never poured out, it will overflow, being of use to no one. Do you understand?" I nodded half-heartedly, although I knew what he was trying to tell me. So, when a vessel is chosen, it is an honor, he continued. Be faithful in completing your task and share what is given you without delay. Come, I will show you once more. And once again, we stood before the monument, and the same scene played out. Quote, "When will this happen?" I asked, before he could turn away. "When the Father wills it," he answered, "His will be done." "Can't you ask him?" I asked, realizing only after the words had left my mouth how infantile the question had been. "Well," he said, "you speak of things your mind cannot comprehend," he said. "You speak of time concerning the one to whom centuries are no more than a blink of an eye. Be diligent in what you have been shown, and more will be revealed. All things proceed as he ordains. This is all you are given to know for now." The dream ended, and I found myself in my bed. I have had some time to contemplate this dream, and if I were one given to speculation, there are many theories I could come up with, but I am not. What I do know is whether in retaliation for a certain action or as a preemptive measure, this nation will set out on a course that will eventually be the cause of innocents losing their lives. There it is again. This nation will be perceived as having blood on its hands, and it will stir the emotions of the world against it. I pray with all my heart this does not occur, that all who are denoting peace and safety for generations to come are right, and I am wrong. Regardless of what some may think, I do not want to see the judgment of God fall on this land, but the path that we have chosen has a nation in as a nation is leading us to it. More than ever, I urge you to pray for this nation and its leaders, because it is a duty as children of God to do so. May He who ordains all things be with you and guide you, knowing that in Him there is perfect safety and perfect peace. My heartfelt gratitude and thanks go out to all those who pray for and support this work, being more than certain that your reward will be great indeed. Then he gives Jonah 3:8-9. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily to God. Yes, let everyone turn from his evil way and from the violence that is in his hands. Who can tell if God will turn and relent and turn away his fierce anger so that we may not perish? Okay, so here's one we called earthquake, slaughter, economic destruction. And this was given to Charlie and Linda Smith in July of 2013. In the following scenes, this could be an answer to some of what we've just read here. We'll see. There are many things to come, and not all of them at once, I'm sure. So if the following scenes make you fearful, remember Proverbs 11:4, riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death. Amen. Righteousness delivereth from death. And so here's Charlie's dreams. What started out to be a beautiful day to travel and visit a nearby city turned out to be a horror story that we both became witnesses to. And this is his first night's dream here. As the dream began to unfold, Linda and I were traveling by truck to a city to the north, not far from us. Well, all of us know this city, which has a high population of Christians, but far fewer disciples, as usual. We traveled on a four-lane highway to our destination. Our intention was to buy something we needed, have a meal, and return home. And as we came to the city limits and topped a hill, I saw the store to my right and pulled into the parking lot. We must have been early because there were only two or three cars in the parking lot, and our thought was to run in and get what we came for and have a meal and leave. But while at the store, the place trembled and shook. We thought, quake. We have to leave. I told Linda, hurry, and I'll get the truck. But I couldn't find where I had parked it. When I finally got to the truck, the dream was ending, and we became separated from one another. It was a fearful feeling. I did not like the dream or the way it was being played out. I woke up full of fear. And then the second night, he got this. The second night, the dream started again. It picked up as I entered town at the store / shopping center. In other words, it picked up where it left off, and it's adding to the previous dream. So this time, I didn't park in the store parking lot, but decided to park the truck across the highway behind a hill of dirt in view of the store. Still separated from Linda, I found myself walking and looking around. No one was around, and everything had now changed. Everything was a dirty, dark gray color. It could be the color of death, right? The sky, the land, the town also, it looked like ash from a wood stove. I was looking at what was left of a city, and everything was destroyed. The city was gone, except for a building or two in the distance. Here and there, the streets were empty. No cars, no people, nothing. Only piles of gray rubble where buildings once stood. Does it sound like a nuclear catastrophe with the ash and all that, right? Maybe so. So later in the evening, as darkness closed in, I saw people, a family of three or four, running through the streets, running and hiding. And I believe that they were trying to get away from the city or someone in the city because they looked around before they moved again. And as I watched, I saw three men of dark complexion and demon-possessed. The demon-possessed men ran upon a woman and her husband, her son, and a small girl with swords, which were curved, and daggers, and took off their heads. Well, this curved sword is probably the Muslim scimitar, which is most effective for cutting off heads with just one blow. How could such an attack come on a city in darkness in the United States? This certainly would happen with swords in the U.S., where guns are everywhere, right? Unless they were taken up. Well, notice it is after the earthquakes here that martial law will be used to take guns away and restrain people in their homes or FEMA camps. Many could be killed quietly before this and found out. And it certainly wouldn't make the news in the U.S. today. No, it certainly wouldn't. Most of all of this would be blamed on deaths from earthquakes and fire. Jihadists always target as many Christians and Jews as possible. God himself has warned the rebellious. Amos 9 and 10. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, who say, the evil shall not overtake nor meet us. We're pretty insulated here in America, and we've missed out on a lot of this stuff that's going on in the rest of the world, but sometimes what you sow, you end up reaping, you know. And then in 7 and 17 it says, therefore thus saith the Lord, thy wife shall be a harlot in the city, and thy sons and thy daughters shall fall by the sword, and thy land shall be divided by line, by earthquakes or war, or civil war? Question, right? And thou thyself shall die in a land that is unclean. Well, what could make it all unclean? Well, some of the things we just mentioned. And Israel shall surely be led away captive out of his land. So it is Islam's goal to behead Christians unless they deny Christ. They are doing this now in places where they can get away with it, or they think they can get away with it. President Trump has gone out several times recently and taken down Islamists who were killing defenseless Christians. Revelation 20 and 4, and I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw souls of them that had been beheaded for the testimony of Jesus and for the word of God. Well, I think many will have to die in this way, or they will not enter the kingdom. Unless you lose your life, you won't gain your life, Jesus said. Some people will enter the kingdom by martyrdom, right? And others, through maturity, will be alive and remain until the coming of the Lord. So back to the revelation here. A few days later, the Lord reminded me of something in the dream, the woman and her child who had escaped. He had to remind me of the timing of the birth and then the escape because I couldn't remember it. Well, my thought is that the woman, a parable in Revelation 12 of the church, who bears the fruit of Jesus, will escape. And also, the woman who brings forth the corporate man-child at this time will escape into the wilderness. Back to the revelation. The woman gave birth to her child at the same time that Linda and I were at the store shopping center when we felt the shaking, the quake, in other words. And later, the woman took the child and escaped the sword. And I thought of the woman and the man-child escaping the dragon, as in Revelation 12 and 4, or escaping Herod the beast, as in Matthew 2 and 13. So my thought is, as we have seen, the man-child is manifested after the earthquakes begin destroying America. Back to our revelation. And after all night watching this dream, I asked the Lord, "Lord, is this dream from you, or am I having nightmares?" I said, "I don't want to see any more, Lord. If the dream is from you, give me a confirmation. Give the same dream to Linda tonight." And God did. So here's the third night. Again, the dream picked up where it stopped the night before. More death and destruction everywhere. Then the dream changed. In the distance, I saw a 3- or 4-story building. I quickly arrived there and found myself entering a door into the building. Inside was dark except for some light that came in through a window. I crossed a large room of the building and came to a staircase going to the top floor. And when I arrived at the top floor, before me was a steel double door, and as I went in, I found myself in a large, dark conference room with a large round table with a hanging light illuminating the table, where 7 men in dark suits were gathered. 6 men were sitting around the table, each having a stack of papers before him. One man, the leader or head man, stood before the 6 men and was speaking. They were going over plans to destroy the economy. Each of the 6 men was in control of a different part of the economy. They were in disagreement about what was about to happen. The head man, who stood over them speaking, was enraged because the other 6 men were complaining, saying, "It won't work," shaking their stacks of papers before the head man who stood. They were railing back and forth when the head man began to curse and say, "This economy is finished." He said, "Tomorrow at this time, it will be over or finished." So I say that shortly after the earthquakes, the financial powers that be will bring down the economy in order to control the people and bring in their new world order. They're disappointed, I believe, in the things that Trump is doing and accomplishing right now. And they want to stop it. He cursed again and struck the table with his fist and said, "Don't worry. Everything will be all right. You will see. The six men, then greatly troubled, went along with the plan. The dream ended, and the Lord gave Linda and me the same dreams. It's from God. So here's Linda's dreams. First night, I had just gone to bed, closed my eyes, and somehow I just appeared in this dream. Charles and I were in our truck, and he was driving. He drove to a city and found a parking place where we both got out and walked to a building. Charles went inside, so I followed him. I didn't know where I was or why I was there. And while we were inside looking around at some things, the building began to shake. It shook for what seemed like 30 or 35 seconds. In my dream, we were trapped in this building, and there were other people in this building, about 12 of us in all. A man about 35 years old came up to me and said, "Please come with me. I think I know of a way out." And he grabbed a long rope, and we went up some stairs to the second floor. The man took the rope and tied knots in it almost all the way down the length of it, and then tied it to a steel I-beam, and then dropped it out of a hole where a window had been. We went back and told the others, and each one climbed down the rope, and we all were able to get out. And once outside, we could see that most of the buildings of this city were like great heaps of rubble. But a few smaller buildings were badly damaged but were still standing. Then suddenly there was a 4 or 5 second aftershock, and everyone scattered. Charles said to me, "Just wait here. I'll go get the truck, and we'll get out of this place." So I stood there waiting for about 3 or 4 minutes. I decided to walk down the same way Charles had gone. When I got to the parking lot, there weren't any cars or anyone there. So I quickly turned and ran back to where I had been waiting, and then I walked 20 feet to the front of the building, looking up and down the street, but saw no one, and I walked back and waited. I just stood there, not really knowing what to do, just standing there all alone. It was starting to get dark, and Charles had not returned. Suddenly, I saw a young woman with a little boy about 3 years old coming down the sidewalk on the other side of the street. She was quickly passing by me, and I called out to her, but she turned left at the corner, and crossing the street, she kept on walking. I ran down to the corner to see where she was going, and as she got to the end of that block, 3 men stepped out in front of her. She screamed, and 2 of the men began to beat her. The other man grabbed her little boy and, with his raised sword, hit the boy on the top of his head, cutting him in half all the way down, and I saw his intestines falling out of his little body. I was close enough to see the man's eyes, and they were black as coal. Laughing, he picked up the 2 halves of the body and carried them away. The other 2 men, drawing their swords, began to slash the woman numerous times. Both men each grabbed one of her ankles and dragged her body away. And I ran back to the building where I had been waiting for Charles to return. Fear had overtaken me, But seeing the rope still hanging down from where we had escaped from this building earlier, I climbed up and went back in the building and pulled the rope up so no one else could get in. I was so fearful that my whole body was shaking because of what I had just witnessed and was so horrifying. I cried out, "Jesus, help me. Fill me with your peace, Lord." In the dream, I lay down on the floor to go to sleep, and I woke up from the dream. I did not write down the dream at that time because I just wanted to forget it. And then the second night. The second dream continued where the first left off. In the dream, I lay down and went right off to sleep. And when I woke up, it was late afternoon, and I was lying on the floor in the building. I got up and looked out the hole where a window had been. I wanted so badly to find a way out of this city. And I got to the rope and climbed down to the sidewalk. I decided to walk 15 blocks down the east side of the city. And I walked block after block, counting each one and looking for a road that would take me out of there. And at the 15th block, I saw no way out going this way, so I turned around and went back to my starting point. And I decided to walk 15 blocks west and check it out. And I got to the 15th block, and the sun was setting, and I knew I didn't have much time because I didn't want to be out after dark again. Then I heard voices, and I looked in the direction from where I thought the voices were coming, and I saw a park-like setting. I looked and saw some people in the park, a man and a woman with two kids. And I walked down a little way and hid behind a large tree. In the far distance, I saw a big fire. Then I saw some of those demonized people surrounding the man, woman, and the two kids. They began screaming and begging, "Don't hurt us, please." The kids were crying. The demonized men had curved swords, and some of the men began to strip them. The ones the swords were cutting all their heads off, and then arms and legs. Others of them carried the body parts to the fire and threw them on the fire. Obviously to destroy the evidence, right? I slipped away, going back to the building where I had been staying, and I ran the first 8 blocks as fast as I could. I was getting very tired, so I tried to walk at a fast pace for the next 7 blocks. I heard voices behind me saying, "There's another one. Get her. Don't let her get away. Hurry, hurry. She's getting away. Get her." The voices were louder and getting closer, and I ran into a dark alley and hid. And then I heard a scream and slowly looked out of the alley and saw that they had caught a pregnant woman. One of the men took his sword and plunged it into her chest and cut her all the way down her body. And her baby fell out, and I saw the baby and the woman's body, bloody bodies, mutilated. The men dragged the bodies back towards where the fire was. I woke up from the dream. Again, I did not want write down these dreams. I did not want to. I just wanted to the dreams to stop, and I just wanted to forget all of it. And this one is from Mena Lee. 2013. About two nights ago, the Lord gave me a dream where he was speaking directly to me. And he said, "Al-Qaeda is here in the country," unquote. I responded with, "What?" The Lord continued, "Al-Qaeda is in the country, and Obama knows that they are here." Well, this administration has been using jihadists overseas to fight for his causes. It will be so here too. Islamic jihadists have been entering the country through Mexico, disguised as Mexicans who do not speak Spanish. These cells are placed strategically all over the United States now. And this has been reported for years. And this is not about blaming that president who is a vessel of God's wrath to judge apostate Christianity. God is the one who has pronounced these judgments. A man can receive nothing except it come from heaven, right? So what is the moral of this story? Fight against the government? No, that was part of the failure, right? Deal with God, who works all things after the counsel of his own will, Proverbs 16 and 7. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. So be holy and be safe. Yep, that's the deal for us today. I mean, everybody's not going to arrive there nor want to be there, but we have to. So the revelation goes on. They are remaining low-key and not wanting to draw attention to themselves. I will show you where they are hiding, unquote. And with that, the Lord began to show me places throughout the country where they were stationed. I saw small businesses, beauty supply stores, local grocery stores, and small shops. The Lord said, "Tell the people that a war event is coming to the coastline of this country." And with that, I woke up. Four nights later, he returned to me again with the same thing. The Lord told me to study the book of Zephaniah as a reference on what is to come. He also informed me that the fourth month would be significant. Well, please read Zephaniah. How can this be seen as a judgment coming now? Well, Zephaniah is a prophecy of many things that happened almost simultaneously. It is a prophecy of coming judgment on apostate Judah, representing apostate spirit-filled Christianity, and then a warning about the coming day of the Lord to those who refuse to repent, and also a demand for repentance so that they will be hidden in this time of judgment. And then there is the judgment of their persecutors. Then there is a destruction of Nineveh, the capital of the Assyrian Empire, which I was shown was the U.S. head of the world beast. Not to be confused with the ultimate judgment at the end of the tribulation. And then the corruption of apostate Jerusalem as a type of the false leadership of God's people. And then the matured remnant of the bride who has been purified of all of the above and blessed. So read it and be exhorted to be in the secret place of the Most High. Psalm 91, Passover of Judgment. So you can get that from that reading that book. This morning I asked for a word concerning the date of a factious attack on 411, which came to pass. And I looked down on Micah 4:11, pretty good confirmation. And this was the Sennacherib scenario in which the Assyrians attacked Jerusalem in confirmation of the text above. And in this case, the bride, which John said was Jerusalem, is victorious over the enemy army that had conquered the rest of God's people, because the Assyrians had conquered everything all the way up to Jerusalem. Okay? So I believe God is speaking of a spirit army that is using apostates to come against the remnant. Wasn't this the way it was in Jesus' day? Yeah. So this is a spiritual earthquake of sorts. Micah 4 and 9 says, "Now why dost thou cry out aloud? Is there no king in thee? Is thy counselor perished, that pangs have taken hold of thee as of a woman in travail? Be in pain and labor to bring forth, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in travail. For now shalt thou go forth out of the city, and shall dwell in the field," which Jesus said was the world, "and shalt come even unto Babylon, and there shalt thou be rescued. There will the Lord redeem thee from the hand of thine enemies." And here's 4:11. "And now many nations are assembled against thee, that say, let her be defiled, and let our eyes see our desire upon Zion. But they know not the thoughts of the Lord, neither understand they his counsel. For he hath gathered them as the sheaves to the threshing floor." Well, you remember that's what happened with that army. 185,000 of them were smitten outside the city, the bride. In other words, they had conquered the rest of Israel, and they came up to the bride, and they were smitten. This is pretty factual here. "Arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion, for I will make thy horn iron, and I will make thy hooves brass. And thou shalt beat in pieces many peoples, and I will devour their gain unto the Lord, and their substance unto the Lord of the whole earth." So I also received a confirmation, Zechariah 12 and 8. "In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem." Notice it wasn't against the rest of the body, because they had conquered the rest of the body. But when they got to the bride, they failed. And I also received Isaiah 28 and 22. "Now therefore, be ye not scoffers, lest your bonds be made strong. For a decree of destruction have I heard from the Lord, the Lord of hosts, upon the whole earth." So, earthquakes and World War III. verse 23 goes on, "Give ye ear and hear my voice, and hearken and hear my speech. Doth he that ploweth to sow plow continually? Doth he continually open and harrow his ground? Meaning God's almost through breaking up the fallow ground of his remnant, and he is ready to plant. So it's, yes, it's true. He is not a constant thing, right? So you may think that. You may think you've been in tribulations and wilderness experiences for a long time, but he's saying it's not going to continue for those who become righteous, who have their ground broken up, talking about the old flesh, right? So here's Linda Gray's revelation, Linda L. Gray, in 2014. I just finished listening to UBM's Wednesday 8/27/14 audio file while at my mom's house for my caregiving responsibilities. The topic of the evening was the violence of the ISIS/Islamic movement and the possibility of another incident happening on a large scale within our country. In the early morning hours of Friday, August the 22nd, I had the following dream. In the dream, I was alone in my home. It was daytime, and the sun was shining. My front door was open, so fresh air could come into the house. And I walked over to one of my windows facing the front of the house. It faces the east. Standing in the distance, I could see a line of men dressed in black clothing, similar to ISIS photos. In front of the black-dressed men was a large pit. Inside the pit were bundles of packaged newspapers, like you see prior to delivery to a newsstand. And while looking at this strange sight, the newspapers suddenly exploded up into the air. Discerning that these individuals and the situation were dangerous and threatening, I went over to my front door to close and secure it. Upon reaching the door, a demonic-type figure was standing outside. I quickly shut the door and locked it. Whatever or whoever the entity was, they were not permitted to come inside my home. The door was wide open before. And after securing the door, I picked up my pet parrot and proceeded to go to the secret place, Psalm 91. And she gives Isaiah 26 and 20. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, shut thy doors about thee, hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. So that was the end of the dream. And she had some additional notes here. As a note in history, Western Pennsylvania was involved in the Underground Railroad during the Civil War. In designated homes, secret rooms were built to house individuals running away from slave owners. And another reference would be what the family of Corrie Ten Boom did in preparing their home to hide Jewish people from the Nazis in the hiding place. So, I say, could all of the coming bloodletting have anything to do with America reaping what it has sown with millions of slaughtered babies and constant wars? But there's something else. Here is a portion of Dana Coverstone's dream on 5/19/23. He called it, Let Me Show You Something. Then he, who was the Lord, said to me, "There's more to see." Suddenly, I'm on the southern border, and I saw an enormous line of volcanoes that seemed to have sprung up overnight. They covered from the western point of California all the way to Texas. Literally, these were volcanoes on the border. How could that possibly be in the natural, right? Well, let me say, hell's demons coming out of hell upon the earth to use wicked enemies. And that is what? People coming over the border. Revelation 9, 2 through 3. And he opened the pit of the abyss, and there went up a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And out of the smoke came forth locusts upon the earth. And power was given them, as the scorpions of the earth have power. Okay, back to the Revelation. They were very tall. They shadowed the ground. And I cannot emphasize this enough. These volcanoes on the border were shooting hundreds of miles up into the air. The ground was shaking, seemingly creaking, and the volcanoes trembled, and they started erupting magma and lava, and then suddenly the entire border shook. Now, how could that be? The border's not a line or anything like that, you know. It's jagged. Suddenly, the entire border shook. And why would it be just the border? And why would these volcanoes be along the border, which we know is not a fact, right? So, I saw the volcano appear to grow. They were growing. And the ground below them looked like it was torn. It was like how a tree that gets knocked over in the wind or damaged by a tornado. There was an area of the earth that opens up at the base of the tree so that the volcanoes tip backwards. They were still spewing lava and all these other things. In other words, I would say hell on earth, because of what is coming up out of hell and entering into human beings and what they are planning to do here in this country. But there was a hole where the volcanoes came up along the entire southern border. And this is a demonic, I believe, empowered invasion over the southern U.S. border. And out of hell. At that moment, all sorts of people dressed like normal migrants came running out, and they were sprinting. I would say this could be in addition to those who have already come across the border, and those anarchists and radical Muslims already inside the U.S., and the left-wing military faction. And it has been reported that millions of migrants are below the border waiting, and many are military-aged men. And many coming across the border before Trump closed it were military-aged men. They'd been coming over for some time. And also there are many Chinese communists there to support their deep state. That's right. MS-13 has been an arm of the deep state military too. They were running as hard as and as fast as they possibly could to get into the country. As they ran, they were taking off backpacks, and they were pulling out weapons, and they were putting them together. They were unfolding them, and they were pulling them out. They were putting clips in, but they're doing it as they were running. The people on the American side were watching the eruptions, watching the magma and the lava and the smoke and the ash cloud, and they didn't even notice the people who were running towards them. They pointed to the sky, acting as if they were watching fireworks. They were just like, oh, wow, look at that. And they were pointing over there and over here and saying things like, look at that. And they were looking up, and they did not see any of the people who were rushing towards them. Well, this is obviously speaking of some kind of enemy distraction to keep them, the world, from seeing they were being invaded here, right? And now they were running up, and they were shooting. They were tearing up. They were teaming up on people. They were storming properties, but they took nothing. When they went into the buildings and the houses, they took nothing. They just shot and killed the people. They sprinted on, and they were moving with skilled intent and military precision. They would come together to a house, and they would go in, and you would see gunfire, and they would run out, not taking a thing. And they were brutal. They showed no mercy, and some carried samurai swords. And they were beheading many people along the way. So basically, they didn't want any witnesses left along the border to be calling out to help, right? I saw death and destruction. I saw danger. I saw chaos on the border, and it was rushing towards us. It was rushing north. This was on purpose, a dismantling. And this was also on purpose, a distraction. Mm-hmm. So back in Times Square, the broadcaster was informing, Times Square probably talks about the broader broadcast network in the country, was informing citizens that spectacular eruptions on the southern border were getting people out of their homes to watch. Well, the deep state mainstream media involved, again, would do their cover-up work, which they've been doing for a long time. They were saying, hey, folks, you need to go out of your homes and watch these incredible magma fields and watch these incredible volcanic eruptions that are going on. Go outside and watch. And he said, if you live within 100 miles of the border, you need to go outside and immediately see if you can see them from where you are. In other words, setting people up for the attack, right? On foot, they could not go very far without stealing vehicles from their victims. I mean, obviously, parables don't involve a lot of things. They want you to just look at this and look at that, right? So maybe 100 miles before they were dispersed enough that it would be hard to make war on them. You know, you can't send a group of military people out to take them out because they're dispersed all along the border and far and few between, maybe. And I said to the man, the Lord, that the newsman is trying to get people outside so they will be killed. And the man nodded, and then he said, there's more. Suddenly, were standing outside the capital of Washington, D.C. Then I could hear all kinds of noises going on inside the Capitol building and someone yelling with a bullhorn, but these people are talking about taking the country back. Well, Democrats, I believe, will join the communist Chinese and the Islamics like they are now. Obviously, they plan to take the country back from the alliance and Trump. And they were making people listen. So this fits with their MO. They can't win by vote. Everybody is seeing through them. They're going to have to be more drastic. So there were screams that seemed very demonic and just wild coming out of the humans. It was like growls and screams and cries. Foreign to demonic entities. A lot of them are into all perverse things, and they're always against Christians. So you can imagine how far you can go and how far the devil can take you. So demonic, almost like a banshees, he said. And there was a fence outside the Capitol building. They surrounded it. But suddenly the police and the military came, and they tied ropes, making loops, and threw them up on the tops of the fence like a noose, and they were pulling the fences down with all their might. They bent the fences over. Well, we have been told that military tribunals are being held there at this time, hence the fence. They put it up. Everybody wondered, what are they doing that for? It's to hold people in and to keep others out. And then, just as suddenly, the doors of the Capitol were pushed open, and the congressmen and congresswomen, senators, faces of people I recognized, people who are in power, leadership, elected officials at the federal level. Well, Satanists, the head of the dragon, devouring the people. This is them. Okay? They all came rushing out into the streets, and they were jumping and leaping and stepping over those fences. This could just symbolize that the leftist D.C. leadership, some under investigation, and clearly a lot of evidence has been gathered, will escape, because it is a little prison there, will escape and will join and be behind this invasion and against the people. As far as I know, they have not met in the Capitol anymore. So, let me say, this is all symbolic, so don't look for literal too much. It's all symbolic, and just know that there is a broad coalition to attack this country. And they were armed with guns and clubs, and they began attacking and beating any citizen who was close. I believe this is symbolizing their abuse of the people, whether in legal ways or not. They left this extremely bloody trail, and they pursued people until the people became so exhausted that they dropped from exhaustion, and then they beat them to death. It's not literal, I'm sure, but spiritually so, it is a fact that if they're set free, they will use the law and any weapons they have to bring down what's been built. I watched elected officials beat these people to death. So here's a note. He said, now, I do not think this is what's going to physically happen. I think The whole point of it is that these people are the ones that make the laws. Yes, and back to the Revelation, it says this is horrific because they were beating people to death in the streets and it was getting darker. Well, through some more demon possession and death, no doubt, it was horrific to the point I said to the man, why are our elected officials doing this to the people? Well, this time he didn't move. He didn't nod. He didn't move his head at all. But he said, there's more to see. And it suddenly became very, very quiet. He obviously didn't want to give interpretations there. He was leaving that up to others. And then a note is put here. He said, folks, we now have laws that are changing and shifting. We have people who believe that men can be pregnant and that men can be women and that women can be men and everything else. And we absolutely know better. These are demon-possessed people, for goodness sake, you know. We're starting to see culture believe every single lie that's being pushed out of there. And then we have new laws being passed to protect those lies. Think about that. Okay, back to the Revelation here. The Congress began to beat these people to death. They were attacking ordinary citizens. I saw families taking pictures outside the Capitol who were just pummeled and beaten, and the elected officials who were running were covered in blood from the people that they had beaten to death, meaning they are guilty of the blood of the people, right? And they just kept on going, looking for somebody else to attack and beat on. The man didn't move his head when I said, why are elected officials doing this to the people? He didn't move his head at all. He just simply said, there's more to see. And then he left a note here. Well, obviously we know the government is corrupt and they are compromised. And everything it is and was and it's going to be, it's not to be trusted. It's not going to be a help to us all. Yes, all of that's true. And, of course, they're in a corner now. They look like they're apprehensive of the coming voting season, and rightly so. So, and the Alliance has gathered all of their crimes to prosecute and, in many cases, execute them as is going on now. So they are desperately trying to save their lawless lives. So look for something to happen. This one we called America the Bison with Two Heads. Repent now. Daniel Masika, 2025. This is a vision. I saw a pregnant wolf coming out of the desert, and it was ready to deliver, for her time was due. The wolf was hungry for blood and fresh flesh. It looked somewhat like a bear, but no, it was a wolf. The wolf had tears in its eyes, as if it's on a mission of revenge. The wolf had two colors, gray and yellow-brown, and stars upon its head. It was a desert wolf, but it crossed mountains and seas covered in snow and arrived in the land of the bison and the bald eagle. Okay. I saw one huge bison with two heads, the head of an eagle and the head of a bison. The wolf captured the two-headed bison by the neck, and the bison surrendered without a battle. The wolf drank its blood. The wolf acted like a vampire, carrying a virus, and now the blood of the bison was mixed with the wolf's. Then I'm getting to his interpretation that was given to him, okay? So bear with me. Then the wolf delivered 24 babies, half bison and half wolf. She did not die, but was wounded in the neck, while her teeth remained fastened in the throat of the bison. Whenever the wolf turned, the bison turned, for the wolf controlled it. The bison's freedom was taken away, and it was in great pain. It cried out for help, but none came to its rescue. I looked to the east, and when I turned, I saw moving fire like a whirlwind. The fire looked as if it were being carried on wheels of gold. A voice came out of the fire saying, quote, "The bison with two heads is the nation of the United States of America. The wolf is her enemy." This is Islam. This is my interpretation. This is Islam. The one she did know did not destroy when she had the strength. Well, it's true that while America sleeps, they're out multiplying us 8-1. And you can see a little further down the road if you just look at Europe and see what's happening there. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's the same plan, and it's happening here, and people aren't doing anything about it. Now, she will cry, for she will be forced to bow and follow the rules and laws of the wolf. That's what's happening over in Europe. The seed of the bison's freedom will be taken away. The bison will suffer and long for her freedom. Look at Iran. But her tears will become her meat and water, for her walls of protection will be broken. Yep, an invasion over the borders. The Democrats invaded this country for this purpose, so that they could break down the country and control it. They don't understand that they're probably next on the chopping block, right? The bison is dancing with her enemy. The bison lies in bed with the ravenous wolf. Unless the bison uproots now the seed and agenda of the wolf, there will be no time. And if you don't do something with the invaders now, because they're in the country now, and headed more coming to the country, right? It'll be too late. That's what it's saying. We're not leaving God out here. God is in control. He is going to bring judgment on this country, as we just read. So unless the bison builds her defense now, there will be no time. It's exactly true. They waited way too late to object in Europe. And unless the bison tears down and destroys the works of the wolf now in her land, she will suffer adversaries and judgment. Yeah. For the pain of the wolf will be greater than that of the scorpion. Repent and turn, bison, a command to America to repent quickly and turn to the Lord if you want any mercy. Daniel, go stand on the tower and declare this vision. And as I was coming out of the vision, I heard a loud voice saying, "We want Sharia law." And just in case you think I was wrong, Sharia law in America is the next one. And this was given to Minna Lee Jones in 2013. Last week, I had a dream. And in this dream, I walked into a convenience store with my mother. The store was small, as any convenience store would be. I walked up and down each aisle, browsing the items on the shelves, and I noticed that at the end of one aisle, there was a stand with homemade honey. They were in small jars and had handwritten labels on them. And I walked over to the stand and saw that on the top it had a sign made out of cardboard. And on this sign it said, "Support Islam," quote unquote. At this point, a Middle Eastern man with his wife and two sons walked into the store. I could tell that they were Muslim by the clothes the wife was wearing. The peculiar thing was that the two boys, who looked to be around the ages of 4 and 8, had on kifas, or yarmulke. For those who do not know, these are the little caps that the Jewish men wear. The father spoke and said to his sons, "Allah requires us to be pure and to live holy. We must make sure we are following his rules and living holy." But all the while he was saying this, the man kept looking over at my breast. I was paying attention to this. These guys, I got to tell you, it's because of their book. A lot of them are demon-possessed and full of lust. And that's why you see there's so much rape and all this going on. I was paying attention to this, and when I would look over at him to make eye contact, he would quickly turn his face to the side as if he was avoiding something despicable. Next, I looked over towards the cashier who was running the store. He looked to be Middle Eastern as well, and on the front of the cash register there was another cardboard sign, and it said, "Sharia law," quote unquote. At this point, I was on the opposite side of the aisle as the man with his family, and I blurted out, quote, "Allah is Satan. Muhammad is in hell. Jesus Christ is the only answer," unquote. Everyone was quiet, and finally the man at the cash register broke the silence, quote, "No one disrespects the Holy Prophet," unquote, he exclaimed. But I repeated what I said the first time, and I looked around the small store and noticed that my mother had left. And when I looked towards the door, I saw a mob of men burst through the door. They all had leather whips in their hands, and they were coming for me. The funny thing was, I quickly walked down the aisle and went straight for the door. I walked right through the crowd without them laying a single finger on me. It was as though I was invisible. And I thought about the times when Jesus would slip through angry crowds. Yeah, like when they were trying to throw him off of a cliff. They had him obviously cornered. How could he do that? How are you going to slip through a crowd unless you are invisible? And after he spoke, and I found myself outside on the street, I looked ahead and saw my mother walking, and I paced myself to catch up with her, but I only got close enough to speak. "Mom, Why did you leave? I asked, they were going to beat you, she responded. But look, do we know who Mom is? Mom of the come outer church? Who is Mom? It's the apostates. Have they ever sided with us? But you are safe now. The strange thing was that she never turned around to look at me. She just kept walking. And I noticed the white, almost iridescent dress that she was wearing. It glowed softly like a guide for me. I started looking around the area where I was, and that's when I noticed that these dog-like creatures roaming the streets. They were black with cat eyes and seemed to be disappearing and then reappearing in different places. They were evil spirits. I looked up at a billboard and I saw the face of the president on it. Next to his face was a caption that said, "Support Sharia Law," quote unquote. I stopped. I looked up to the sky and said, "Lord, what are you showing me? Where am I?" And at that moment, I saw the top of a familiar building. It was the Empire State Building. I then knew I was in New York, and my dream ended. Well, they're on their way there, obviously. They have a mayor that is a Muslim. Anyway, Saints, roughly 2 years ago, I had a couple of similar dreams to this one, and they involve me being in the midst of Muslims and calling out the name of Jesus as the one true God. In one dream, I even prayed for several Muslim women, and through their healing, they accepted Christ as their Savior. Now, if you want to know what makes them mad, one member of their family becomes a Christian. They want to find out who did that, right? The Lord has let me know that Islam will increase in this nation at a rapid rate. This is in preparation for the beast to come forth. We know that Chrislam, which is the marriage of Christianity and Islam, is on the rise today. And we have a pope who is admired by the Muslim people and is pushing the idea of peace between the two religions. We have a commander-in-chief, and that was in 2013, this dream was given, so that was Barack Obama. That is a Muslim, and she has at heart, but by his own confession to Islamic leaders, he is Muslim. This is a fact. So this deceptive spirit is being lorded over our nation, and between that and the continuous increase of immorality and wickedness in this nation, we will see the persecution of Christians just before the rapture. I think since that time, she's maybe changing her mind about when the rapture is. Okay. So I want you all to be prepared and stand strong. We must know that as it began, it will end. We are reverting back to the times of the first century church. It was a time when the true believers were meeting in homes and secret places, a time when being a Christian was hostile. But remember that our brothers, the apostles, continued to spread the gospel no matter what the cost. So, we too must be bold and confident in Christ. Know your authority, which is the word, of course. Put on your armor, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Let us be encouraged and therefore encourage one another. We finish line. Is in sight. The finish line is in sight. Our bridegroom is coming. not as soon as she thought. She has a little bit, I believe, change on that. We'll see. This one we call the assassination of President Trump, Muslim Jihad. This was given to Jenny Han in 2017. I just woke up from a very disturbing dream. In my dream, my family and I were camping in northern Wisconsin. My husband had taken the kids into town to go to church. I stayed behind at the campground to get everything packed up because it was Sunday and it was time to go home. I was in my tent packing up suitcases and sleeping bags, and I was just about finished when all of a sudden I heard the announcer on the radio interrupt the song to come on the air and say that the president had been shot by a Muslim radical while he was attending a church service. Now, we know that they wouldn't say that over the radio, a Muslim radical. They usually leave that part out, and you have to find out later. You know, that's the way these people are. But his voice sounded so sobering, as if he couldn't believe what he was announcing himself. He went on to say that they were able to get close to the president because the Muslims were pretending to be Christians in order to get into the churches. The president thought that they were people of peace. Well, maybe back then in 2017 he thought that, but he knows better now. Then the announcer's voice went from distressed to hopeless. He was getting more reports of Muslims opening fire, saying that their holy war had started, and it was every man for himself. The triggering event was the assassination of President Trump. Huh. Well, that's a thought. And once that happened, every radical Muslim around the world opened fire wherever they were. Okay, my note is that the deep state, the communists, the Democrats, the Islamists all want to kill Trump. And they're not shy about working together to do this. That's been proven. Could this be why there are different assassination dreams about who done it? And also, some of these scenarios may have been prayed down and another not prayed down. So you see, don't discount them because they're different. I was scrambling in my tent looking for my 9mm. And I realized I had just thrown it in my car. And all of a sudden, through the door in my tent, I could see that there was a family of Muslims that was starting to open fire with assault rifles, shooting towards my direction. I knew I needed to get to my car, and that is when I woke myself up because my heart was pounding so fast. Well, notice it that your gun may not save you, but we do have a savior. So when I woke up, my adrenaline was pumping because it seems so real. Northern Wisconsin gets pretty cold quickly, but we were still camping in the fall. The leaves had not quite started changing colors, but the air was very crisp that Sunday morning. Okay, here's one we called War Brings Death, Destruction, and Ruins. This was given to McKenna in 2026 in March. Psalm 103:19, KJV, the Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Well, amen. Psalm 145:13, KJV, thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. So we know the kingdom of heaven governs, she says, heaven and earth and everything in it forever. God is the ultimate authority. There is nothing impossible for God. That's true. Nothing happens without the Lord allowing it, and everything he allows has a purpose. Judgment has started to fall to test the faith of all and bring redemption. The kingdom of heaven is coming, but first the earth must be cleansed of evil and corruption. All global governments pursue power, money, and territory. Which government in the world serves the Lord? Which one? That's true. The word of the Lord is trustworthy. The Lord speaks and it is done. In a previous message, the Lord said, quote, this Iran deal will lead to world war, unquote. That was spoken in 3:7-26. And in reality, the war we have long warned about has begun with its consequences. On the morning of March the 3rd at 6 o'clock a.m., the Lord said, quote, Iran war will ruin America, unquote. The Lord has ordered and sequence in what he does. He has been teaching and preparing his children for what is coming. And everything happening now was foretold centuries ago and revealed again in our time. Before the start of the war in Iran, I asked the Lord a question about the sequence of events. I asked whether the great shaking would happen before or after Elam. Soon after, the Lord answered, after. The great shaking will happen after the war in Elam. Elam is a modern-day Iran. Okay. The war in Iran will soon be followed by a global earthquake. And after the great quake, now let me say earthquakes can sometimes mean the separating of the earth. Which is like a faction of mankind, right? Okay. and after the great quake, events will rapidly move towards world war. No doubt that an earthquake could be a sign, but also a symbol, right? So what this war will bring, mass death and destruction, economic calamities affecting oil prices, trade, groceries, and commodities. Depletion of military resources and strain on everyday life. Global powers stretched thin and weakened. Internal political conflicts and division. A divided nation. A house divided cannot stand, quote unquote. Internal and external conflicts leading towards collapse. Breakdown of diplomacy and mass evacuations. Encouragement for other global powers to advance their ambitions. Global tensions. China over Taiwan, China over Japan, China over the South China Sea, China over Australia, China over the West, North Korea against South Korea, Russia against Ukraine, Europe and Eurasia, Russia against the West, global terrorism, religious friction between Christianity and Islam. Step by step, this war will lead to the collapse of governmental systems, anarchy, and world war. Yes, the bear, the dragon, the serpent, and the scorpion, even fallen angels called aliens, quote unquote, are moving as the end approaches. Final warning, make your last preparations and wait for the Lord. Endure to the end. Repent, repent, repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jeremiah 49, 34 through 38, King James Version, 34. The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah the prophet against Elam. Well, you can go and read it. So this is George Washington's vision, or a portion of it, where he saw America invaded. I felt the Lord impress me that George Washington's vision of an invasion from the East was happening, with Islamists coming into the U.S. both with permission and illegally. The full vision Washington saw, two future wars fought on U.S. soil that were fulfilled perfectly. So the Revolutionary War and the Civil War. And this, of course, gives credibility to the rest of the vision, which is the last part of the vision concerning these end times below. The third invasion appears to have come, and its resulting war comes soon after. Here's George Washington's vision of the third and most fearful peril to America, right? Again, I heard the mysterious voice saying, "Son of the Republic, look and learn." At this, the dark, shadowy angel placed a trumpet to his mouth and blew three distinct blasts, and taking water from the ocean, he sprinkled it upon Europe, Asia, and Africa. Well, God is bringing a jihadist invasion from these continents to make war, especially against the Christians and Jews. Then my eyes beheld a fearful scene. From each of these continents arose thick black clouds that were soon joined into one, and throughout this mass there was gleamed a dark red light by which I saw hordes of armed men. Okay, well, the dark red light could be, of course, communism, which it is being mixed in with Islam, which is the thick black clouds. Islam likes dressing in black. So these men, moving with the cloud, marched by land and sailed by sea to America, which country was enveloped in the volume of cloud. And I dimly saw these vast armies devastate the whole country, and I would say bringing people to repentance, and burn the villages, towns, and cities which I had seen springing up. There's the fire that we've seen prophesied. And I will say that a prophet friend in Florida shared a vision that he had with me many years ago, and he said, "The Lord took me to the streets of America, and I saw the cities on fire." We have 8 million Muslims in America. I don't know exactly how that number is, but some have put it low, some have put it high, you know. And when the war breaks out in the Holy Land, it's not holy, and when America gets involved, they will burn America to the ground. I saw Muslim women coming into America and their inner body parts, vials of anthrax and biochemicals, and I saw 180 million Americans die in a 72-hour period. He also spoke of many people being butchered, as we also have seen in the dreams, right? I believe the third war Washington saw has started with the Muslim Islamic Jihad invasion into the United States from Europe, Asia, and Africa. for the purpose of making war on the people and making this a Muslim nation. They've openly spoken that that's what they are here to do. We should believe them when they say things like that. Anyway, right? So, this video by Avi Lipkin from March of 26, 2015, speaks of the Muslim radio stations repeating the Saudi demand to make America a Muslim nation. The plan is to bring tens of millions of Muslims into the United States in this video, and it's also mentioned that the plot to destroy Israel and Iran involves using them against each other. Well, that came to pass, right? The elite are cornered as investigations leak out their crimes, and the Lord has told us that they are going to come out fighting with an attack on America soon. The globalist elite have tried to keep the border open to bring in their troops who are joining with the Islamics and the communists here who are practicing for jihad. ISIS has flooded into the country with Hamas. Antifa is getting weapons too. A large rebellion is about to begin. So they are also going to spray chemicals and biologicals from the sky, as they have to a lesser extent already been doing. They own the pharmaceutical companies, and they don't make money on healthy people. The chemtrail fleet was built by these monsters. They all claim that the population is unsustainable and want to bring it down to a fraction of what it is. Unscreened Muslims are flooding into the U.S. with government permission. Many do not understand the sovereignty of God, who works all things after the counsel of his own will and works all things together for the good of those who love him, and even for the good of those who will love him when they get the fear of the Lord, right? So many do not understand when I say God ordained chastening the rebellious church to bring many to repentance through the fear of the Lord. And without this, many would not bear fruit and be saved. We will bring more to repentance than all of the lukewarm preachers could ever do. In this way, this will happen. In other words, people without the fear of the Lord, they continue on. They continue on like they are. They don't change quickly. So ISIS is in the United States by their own admission and planning attacks. ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and other Islamic jihadists are here to make war. Under Obama, a woman witnessed that large buses with whited out windows were coming over the border with Homeland Security and its logo on the side of them. She decided to speak to one of the drivers at a stop, who told her that he was transporting Muslims to cities in the United States. So ISIS claims it can smuggle nuclear weapons through Nigeria and Mexico and into the United States. Nazi Germany, the night of the long knives, took place in the time frame of Jade Helm. The night of the long knives, it's German for notch day. I'm not going to try to do that. And this is called help info. Sometimes called Operation Hummingbird, or in Germany, the Rom Pushka, which was a purge that took place in Nazi Germany from June 30th to July 2nd, 1934, when the Nazi regime carried out a series of political murders. So consider my prophet's friend's statement from years ago. We have 8 million Muslims in America, and when the war breaks out in the Holy Land, and when America gets involved, 8 million Muslims will burn America to the ground. Not so shocking that Egypt has accused Turkey of providing Turkish passports to members of ISIS, the Islamic State, to facilitate the travel of fighters across the region. Seems that the Turkish leadership and the deep state leadership may be in agreement to rid the world of Christians and Jews. You who are truly righteous, trust in our God. And remember that the three Hebrews and what they stood for and how the Lord preserved them. So is this the coming World War III that we've been expecting to bring into the New World Order tribulation? So let's go back to Washington's vision. As my ears listened to the thundering of the cannon, the clashing of the swords, and the shouts and cries of millions in mortal combat, I heard the mysterious voice saying, "Son of the Republic, look and learn." Where the voice had ceased, the dark, shadowy angel placed his trumpet once more to his mouth and blew a long and fearful blast, unquote. So it is apparent that at this time, enough repentance is given to America that God says, enough. Heaven intervenes. Instantly, a light as of a thousand suns shone down from above me and pierced and broke into fragments the dark cloud which enveloped America. At the same moment, the angel upon whose head was still showing the word Union and who bore our national flag in one hand and a sword in the other descended from the heavens attended by legions of white spirits, angels. These immediately joined the inhabitants of America, who I perceived were well nigh overcome, but who immediately taking courage again closed up their broken ranks and renewed the battle. Well, we were told here that the inhabitants of America were warring with the invaders. I prayed about this and felt the Lord tell me, when the Christians fear God and start being a witness of true Christianity, the inhabitants of America will begin to listen and be given victory by the Lord, even by carnal means, because, you know, people coming to the Lord or even coming out of apostate Christianity, they're not held accountable to a lot of our understanding. So even them using carnal means, God will give them a victory when they do this, as long as they're on that path, right? So I remember when I was a young Christian and the non-Christians would ask forgiveness when they said bad words or did bad things around you. There was a respect for the Christians and their God. But now that Christianity has sunk so low, this respect is not there. Is it any wonder that God would send chastening before it's too late? So these inhabitants of America, even though they war with flesh and blood, can have that conscience again through a good witness from us. Right? And back to the revelation. Again, amid the fearful noise of the conflict, I heard the mysterious voice saying, "Son of the Republic, look and learn." As the voice ceased, the shadowy angel for the last time dipped water from the ocean and sprinkled it upon America. Instantly, the dark cloud rolled back, together with the armies it had brought, leaving the inhabitants of the land victorious. Well, notice, the armies, plural, were fighting with the Americans. Then once more I beheld the villages, towns, and cities springing up where I had seen them before, while the bright angel, planting the azure standard he had brought in the midst of them, cried with a loud voice, "While the stars remain and the heavens send down dew upon the earth, so long shall the Union last." And taking from his brow the crown on which blazoned the word Union, he placed it upon the standard, while the people kneeling down said, "Amen." So here's some interpretation they gave. The scene instantly began to fade and dissolve, and I at last saw nothing but the rising, curling vapor I at first beheld. This also disappeared, and I found myself once more gazing upon the mysterious visitor, an angel, who in the same voice I had heard before said, "Son of the Republic, what you have seen is thus interpreted. Three great perils will come upon the Republic. The most fearful for her is the third, but the whole world united shall not prevail against her." Well, notice that the world beast will wage war against her, and after chastening her, lose. It went on, "Let every child of the Republic learn to live for his God and his land and Union." Well, Romans 12 and 18, "If it be possible, as much as in you lieth, be at peace with all men." That's my note, okay? So with these words, the vision vanished, and I started from my seat and felt that I had seen a vision wherein had been shown me the birth, progress, and destiny of the United States. Such, my friends, the venerable narrator concluded, were the words I heard from Washington's own lips. And America will do well to profit by them. Well, let me say that American Christians must repent and turn to the word that doesn't change quickly to receive mercy and grace from God. Many have changed the word of God and to their own suit, but they're going to find there's no power in that. It only comes when you hold fast to the original word. Thank you, Father. So I pray that this has sufficiently warned you, and that you will pray about these things. God can lessen troubles quite a bit through our prayers, and especially if we repent. Amen. God bless you. Bye-bye.